AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump says he's inclined to keep ExxonMobil out of Venezuela after its top executive was skeptical about oil investment efforts in the country after the toppling of former President Nicolas Maduro. Speaking to reporters on Air Force One yesterday, Trump said,
"No, I didn't like Exxon's response. You know, we have so many that want it. I'd probably be inclined to keep Exxon out. I didn't like their response. They're playing too cute."
During a meeting on Friday with oil executives, Trump tried to ease the concerns of the companies and said they would be dealing directly with the U.S. rather than the Venezuelan government. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports that questions are being raised about speculative, predictive market trading.
Prediction markets let people wager on a growing list of future events, anything from a basketball game to the outcome of a presidential election. And recently, the downfall of former Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. That event is drawing renewed scrutiny into the murky world of speculative 24/7 transactions. Last week, an anonymous trader pocketed more than $400,000 after betting that Maduro would soon be out of office. The bulk of that trader's bids on the platform Polymarket were made mere hours before President Donald Trump announced the surprise nighttime raid that led to Maduro's capture. While there was previous speculation about Maduro's future, those bids are fueling online suspicions of potential insider trading because of the timing of the wagers and the trader's narrow activity on the platform. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. futures sank today after Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell said the Department of Justice had served the central bank with subpoenas and threatened it with a criminal indictment over his testimony about the Federal Reserve building's renovations. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. The defending Super Bowl champions have been eliminated after the 49ers' 23-19 win over the Eagles in an NFC wildcard matchup. Brock Purdy tossed two touchdowns and a go-ahead four-yard TD to Christian McCaffrey with 2:54 remaining. Niners All-Pro tight end George Kittle tore his right Achilles tendon in the loss. Josh Allen had three scores in the Bills' 27-24 AFC wildcard win over the Jaguars. Drake May won his playoff debut in the Patriots' 16-3 win over the Chargers. NBA Anthony Edwards' late runner against Victor Wembanyama lifted the Timberwolves over the Spurs 104-103. And MLB, the Cubs signed three-time All-Star third baseman Alex Bregman for 5 years and $175 million. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Fall is all about cozy comforts, but when you're prioritizing your health, it's easy to feel like you're missing out. With Hero Bread, you can enjoy all your fall favorites because they're made with Hero Bread sliced bread loaves, tortillas, bagels, dinner rolls, and more. Try their all-new Hero Noodles with 12 grams of protein and just 80 calories. You won't believe Hero Bread's options have 0 to 5 grams net carbs and are high fiber from the taste and texture. They've even got small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular Hero Croissant. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code FALL25 at checkout. That's FALL25 at HERO.CO. All figures are per serving of Hero Bread. Contains 2 to 18 grams of fat per serving. See the product nutrition panels on hero.co for more information.